So yeah, guys, so welcome to another episode of the Vibe with Edmond Orris podcast. I'm your host, and I'm still the coolest boy in the world, Edmond Orris. So today's episode is actually special. I know I said this for all my episodes, but actually they are very, 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 very special. But this one is special to me because I was having a conversation during the week with some of my friends, and we're talking. The conversation of hostel and boarding school came up. So I made a tweet on Twitter. And if you're not following me on Twitter, please go and follow me on Twitter at Edmond Orris. You're going to get the full package of the podcast when you follow me on my social. So please follow me on Twitter, follow me on Instagram at Edmond Orris. So back, I made a tweet and asking about boarding school and hostel, which one we want our children to, because there have been a lot of stories in the media and in the news concerning that, and I got a lot of comments. So I decided, I'm like, come on, let me put this into a podcast. So I reached out to some of my friends from high school, special people, my family. These guys are my family. So when you know someone for a long time, that long, they become your family. So, and then we just dissected the topic. So it's solo interviews like I've done in some of the previous podcasts I've posted here. And if you've not listened to them, why are you're listening to the podcast and you don't listen? I have so many beautiful episodes. I think we've done 21 since we started in May. So please don't sleep on it. Don't sleep on it. Go and listen to them. I have the Your Single Because episode. And you will learn. You will laugh and you will learn. You know, two things. So I have the You Are Single Because episode where I started this whole solo interviews with people. And then I come at the end. I have the You Are Friends Because. And then we do football episodes every Monday. And we're going to be doing that as the season goes. So subscribe, buckle up, and wait for more content. It's going to come. You guys know I don't disappoint. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. Subscribe to the podcast if you are listening for the first time. It's good content. Share the podcast if you are listening, and turn on my notification and follow me on social media to get the full package. So let me allow you guys listen. It's good conversation. I'll see you at the end. Okay, guys, so you guys should come and meet my brother. Who I've been bringing him on the podcast for a long time, but he's here finally. Nicholas Ezele, how are you doing?
I'm good, bro. I'm fine. You're setting me up. You say you're going to be for a long time. It's been a long time.
So, quick note, I have to say this. Nicholas is my oldest friend. We've been friends since before I went into secondary school. We're friends from primary school. We're family friends. We're brothers. We are literally family, you get. So, I think I've known him longer than I've known any other friend in my life. So we're roommates from SS1 to SS3.
When you say since primary school, you're looking as if we'll be friends because our parents were friends. So we'll be friends is like probably like 1-2 years, like 2 years and coming up. So like,
I can't remember those times. I have a picture. I have a picture of you, your sister, my mom, and everybody when we were like, I think we were like 2 or 3. So I still have that picture somewhere.
I saw one yesterday, so I'll snap and send to you. I have some pictures I snapped.
Well, back to the topic, Nicholas. Boarding school, day school, which ones were it? Because I know you're a boarder. So how was the experience for you? I want to hear how it was for you.
Personally, like I saw on your tweet, I commented. And when you asked me, I responded again. I personally preferred boarding school, even though I was a day student for just one term. That was and second term, you know, then when our school had some issues and then they shut down the hostel. So at least I can't remember.
Same for two terms. I was this same for just one first term, and that's SS1. That I think it was so first term and the second term.
I can say for sure I've had first experience of both sides. I feel like let me start from why I don't like this school. I feel like this school, as a day student, it can be stressful, especially for those that their house is far from school. So you wake up in the morning, get ready and stuff. Even if you're able to leave your house after 7:30, then you struggle, jump one transport or another to get to school before 8, as usual, resume. You finish, and as even for those that do lessons, you finish your lesson at like 5 before you come out from school, jump one transport or another, get home like 6 after 6. You get home, trust the typical Nigerian owner, you start doing one, you have assignments to do, maybe you have a test to prepare for tomorrow, and then your parents start calling you, hey, Edmond, come here, do this, enter the kitchen, wash plates, and be very, very, very stressful. From my own experience, that time I was a day student, since I come from school, because I was always doing lesson, my lesson closed like 5 or 6 p.m., when I come back, I just eat, look for something to eat, and I'll go straight to sleep. Okay, I think I'll take my bath and go to sleep straight up. Now, once I come back, I'll eat the plate in the morning, the remaining one, and I'll go straight to sleep. I'll stay in one of my aunties. So I will now wake up around like 8 o'clock. by 8 o'clock when I wake up, everybody in the house has already finished taking dinner. Then that I will now enter the kitchen to go and look for food to eat. After eating, I will now try and read before sleeping. After a while, my style, that when they cook, everybody's supposed to come out and eat at the same time, which is around like 7 thereabouts. But it was very, very difficult for me to stop, you get. But now, I prefer with all my... Why? It gives you a sense of organization. It gives you an opportunity to learn how to be self-reliant. It gives you that opportunity to be independent very, very early. 11, 12 in GS1, and then you're already on your own, you know? So you learn things faster, and you just... You may know, there are some people, I remember when we were in school, now when I was a prefect, when some new students would come, they have never washed clothes on their own, they don't know how to sleep, and all this and all that. Some people in GS1, GS2, they are still peeing on the bed, you know? So, but by the time you're in secondary school, in hostel, I remember I was science prefect now, I was flogging some people that time and all. So, even peer pressure. Guy, that this is every year people keep reminding how wicked, but I was a nice guy now. I was a nice guy. I don't know if people keep reminding me. So, but even if you don't want to stop on your own, but imagine you're in a hostel, your hostel, your block, GS1, GS2, you are the only person peeing on the bed, waiting. Guy, by the time they start laughing at you, you must adjust somehow, somehow, you will find a way to adjust. So, I feel like hostel makes you organized. You're in the hostel, you wake up in the morning, and then, you know, with the timing and all, it just puts everything in order. So, everybody wakes up, say, 5:30. You wake up, you go for devotion, 6 o'clock, then you start preparing for school. You go for your classes, then school closed by 2:30. You can easily go back to the hostel, refresh yourself if you want. You go for your lunch, you eat, change your clothes, come back to school if you are doing lesson 3 to 4, 4 to 5, thereabouts. Your lesson closed by 5.
I like the way you're painting the boarding school. But I want to ask you a question now. So it was good, yeah. So for your kids, is it going to be boarding too? Is it boarding too?
I hope so. But you know, times and a lot of things can change. Yes, a lot of things can change. My location, the kind of schools around me. And a lot of things can affect at the time, yes. But for now, I would love to put my kids in a boarding school. That is my mindset for now.
Okay.
That's my
mindset. So you talk about what are the downsides to boarding? Because you love it so much. It was good. Personally, and let me talk about myself. I think that a lot of the person that I am today was formed in that my school. You get the fact that you, at an early age, you're already learning how to look out for yourself, how to take care of yourself, wash your clothes, organize. Literally, you are literally planning your life as earlier. So transitioning from there to university, to NYC, to even here, guy, this, I don't think there's any place I will go to and I will not be able to adapt because of that experience from... Guy, you know the way we entered school, I was very small. I was literally, I think I was the smallest person in school then. You get so to be able to survive there, believe that, or more, if you can do it there, you can do it anywhere. But I want you to talk about hostel now. Let's talk about that side, because we went through some things together. we went through a lot together. So you talk about the downsides.
Okay. But what I want to say is, yes, there are downsides, but I feel like things, in my opinion, I feel like things, anyway, a lot of things has changed for the better and for the worse, even in this country. So one thing I know is, even while when we rounded up from school, and 1 or 2 years later, we heard that there were already improvements in our hostel. So basically, generally, the downsides of hostels, especially as junior students, GS1, GS2, there's an avenue for maltreatment by senior students, bullying and all those stuff. You just come with your provisions. One senior is here calling you half a hair. Where my own level? Well, what did they bring for me? Visiting day. As you enter like this, one senior is...
taking your provision.
Yes, wanting to collect their share, you get. Uh-huh. So that's
sending that your useless messages. Last man, a boy there.
Yes. Unnecessary errands. You have to fetch multiple buckets of water. After taking care of your own stuff, your one senior will call you a guard or make one error. Plenty punishments. Plenty punishments. Stealing. Yeah. So that is a downside. That is a downside of it. But I know Nigerians, we are generally used to suffering, sha. I know we're generally used to suffering here in Nigeria. You know, because somehow, in one way or another, those things can probably help to make you stronger in a way. Do you get
okay?
It may give you, you know, because something that may help you is if you are strong-willed, it can have its own influence and advantage. I can remember I fought only once all my life.
Okay. Okay. Only once.
And that was when I was in GS1.
I didn't know this. I didn't know this. You fought, Nicholas. You fought.
You may not even know the guy. So if he came in GS2 as a placement student, he was in hostel. Maybe people that stayed with me in block A, or other guys that would know. You're not in my block that time, so you wouldn't have known. His name was Osset that time. That was the only person I fought. It's not a fight. I didn't even fight him. I beat him. I locked him inside the toilet. That was all the time. No, not like that one. Now he was my senior by one class. Yes. All my life, that is the only time I fought. The only one I can remember. First and last. So now he was my senior by one class. So I think he just did something. He got me really annoyed. We got quarreling. The fighting happened. But doing that, it's not like I can't say, I'm not saying it's right to fight or even to beat your senior. But that one just happened. But do you know, by that happening, it instilled some fear in that guy. I probably must have crossed, but I think there were like two GS2 students there, that himself and one other guy. I can still remember their names very well. So from that day, even the other guy himself, you know, they look me anyhow. and funny enough, the other guy too was even small. The other guy was even smaller than me. This particular guy beat me. I wasn't so small though. He was even fatter than me. He was bigger than me a bit. But the other guy was smaller than me. So imagine in his mind, if I can beat this one that is bigger than me, imagine this one that is smaller than me. What will happen? Do you get? And then as a junior student, generally, seniors is two students. You merely looking at them, you know, the one that you can easily lose guard, I can easily lose guard, that you might handle one compared to another one. So it has an influence. So it gives you a strong heart, it gives you a strong mind. Actually, using judging from the Nigerian sector, I'm seeing UARO for the
actually,
time. Very soon, Sha.
For me, it made us sharper, it made us smarter, because you had to escape seniors, you had to escape your hostel master sometimes.
Yeah.
You had to do something, you had to do a lot of things. You have to be smart, you have to be sharp, you have to think, because they can catch you to send you to fetch water. They can catch and ruin your whole day, scatter your whole day, and you
get
it. Could just be getting worse and worse and worse and worse. So you have to be sharp. That's why I say, I think looking out for yourself, low key, I think then it prepared us for life outside, because real life, just the way there are seniors that want to bully you, there are people in real life too that want to bully you.
Yes. Yeah,
but if you are going from your home, I think if you are going from your home back, from your home to school back home, you don't really get to experience that. I don't think there was a lot of bullying as a day student in our school. I don't think so. Maybe listening can come and correct me, but I don't think. But in real life, people want to bully you, so you have to look out for yourself and how to, like you said, be hard and everything.
Yeah.
So before you go, my oldest friend and my brother, what was the best part of hostel for you? What was the best part of secondary school hostel for you?
Man,
because I'm going to do another episode where we just talk secondary school sometime in the future. But what was the best part of boarding school for you?
The best part of my boarding school was playing football on steady every Saturday and Sunday. That was it. Guy, it was bliss. Do you know, I'm sure I've told you about these stories then in school, but do you know, our school, seeing those two football fields there helped influence my decision to go to that school. Because I actually passed two schools there, and then Good Shepherd, then Technical High School, DSC. So when I went for Good Shepherd, I saw the environment, I saw the handball pitch, I saw goalposts. I'm like, this is one football field. I saw the football, two pitches here, God, I'm sure I want to come here. So getting to play football steady on every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, was worth it for me. And then during public holidays, I can play ball anytime I like. That was just the height for me. But then again, the friendship, you know, because being a day student, you go home, you go to school, you come back to meet your siblings and your parents, the same routine every day. But being in a hostel where you have a community of friends, some that are older, and all of you talk, get to know each other and all that. Like, see, me and you are talking, I will be friends since forever. Apart from only both of us, we're also friends with some guys together and as hostelers. Then,
we still have that close. I think another thing is this relationship, unity,
yes,
community, brotherhood, because we went through the same things together. We were trying to escape them together. We were planning together. We played football together. We did things together. And it just shows you that you have to have your brother's back. I don't know. I think. Hostel is one of the best things that happened to me as a person. You understand?
Yeah.
But going forward now, I'm not so sure about how that is going to go. Because I hear a lot of stories these days of sexuality number one, the bullying number two. There was a story that came up last year about that boy that was very chubby looking, good looking boy, and then he went to school and seniors were doing a lot of nonsense to him. You get. So the school you go to also, we've not talked about to also plays a very, very big role. You get the school, the type of hostel master, hostel mistress, you understand? So there are a lot of things, but I think for me it's going to be day student for my kids, because I want to be the biggest influence on my children. Because I think that it's good and all, it's good. I appreciate it. I think if I go back, it's still going to be hostel for me. You get, but for my kids, I want to be the one influencing them more. I know that it's out of your house. You get, for parents listening, if you are listening, the moment they go to, you get, but at the end of the day, they are still going to come back. You still get to see them often. You get, as for me, it's only talking, because I know I talk a lot, so I'm going to be talking to them a lot and carry them along, and you know, try to. So I don't want that. I don't like that hostel idea for them, to be honest. I think I'm scared already.
Okay. Like I said, I like the hostel thing. For now, that was in my mind. But in the future, things can change, because I don't have any kid yet. So, but when it starts coming, it happens depending on varying factors, location, what's happening that time in town, and anything can happen.
All right, brother. It's been a pleasure talking with you. Since you mentioned football, I want you, since you are my older friend, you are among how prolific I was back in school. So please, can you tell people listening how I was in school as a footballer?
Don't interrupt me now. Allow me to talk. Let me start answering. Wait, let me start answering. You know, honestly, because funny enough, if you could add like other people from our set on this question, it's like you're asking the you're not really the wrong person, but basically the comparison here is like in terms of, because like, I think both of us were like the best strikers in our set. So even though we're not in the same position, but it's like asking Ronaldo about Messi's performance, and you know, not exactly what it is, because both of us were always on the other side for the striking. Yes, you were very good. You were very good, but you know, I was always better as a striker. You're close behind. Just very close. Just the way Messi is close to our goat, Ronaldo, closely behind our goat. As Ronaldo.
You are captain of my podcast, but I won most of the highest goal scorer awards. I won literally all for the hostel competition we did every time, all the 3 years. I won it. So how are you feeling that you have?
Yes, I scored you the first year.
You did the NSS one when we played with them, Robinho and all those people. I came first. I got the prize. You get, but we can have this conversation offline, Nicholas. It's been a pleasure talking. Where can we find your social media, please?
Okay.
Fine, boy.
Yeah, on social media, I'm on Instagram and Twitter on Ezele_Nick. That is at Ezele_Nick. That's on Instagram and Twitter. I'm more active on Twitter these days. Instagram, I know. Anyway, yes, I'm on Instagram and Twitter.
You're not listening to my message of use social media more. But guys, you guys should please go and follow him. He's a fun guy, an honest guy, he's a cool guy. And please follow my podcast listeners when they come and follow you, please.
No problem. I'll do that. I follow as many people as I can. I'm not yet a celebrity, so I don't snub people. I'm not yet. I'm not a celebrity like. So we're still trying to build.
I'm not a celebrity, please, Nicholas. Stop.
Okay, follow us on Twitter. You're a big boy.
All right, brother. God bless you. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I hope to be here more in the future.
We will. No worries. So yeah, guys, you guys should come and meet my friend Chikodi. Chikodi is literally one of my favorite people in this earth. I'm happy that you guys can get to me. I'm happy to be doing the podcast. So, Chico, how are you doing?
Hi, Edmond. Finally, I'm here. My goal has been achieved.
And it's a pleasure to finally talk. I wanted to bring you on one of the previous episodes, but we couldn't. It wasn't possible. So I said, okay, another time. I'm happy that we can do it now.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Can't wait. Let's get into it.
Okay, so let's get straight into the conversation. Boarding school, day school. How was your own experience for? How was your experience in the secondary school? I know you were hostel prefect at SS3.
Oh, that's true.
Have you forgotten?
Like, guys, for real, I had forgotten.
But let's get back to it. How was it like as a boarder back then?
Well, thinking about it, going to boarding school in secondary school actually helped me, because I'm a timid person. Like, I'm not someone that, I'm not the social type. So going to boarding school, meeting up with people from different classes of life, like the annoying type, the nice type, the stupid good, people, the wise people, as in everything. So it just helped me able to, you know, adjust to staying with people, staying with random people I've never met before. So right now, I can live with basically anybody. Like, it won't be a problem for me, because I can just adapt to, you know, suit whatever nature you have. So going to boarding school actually helped me then. I think it was a good idea my parents had sending me to boarding school.
So yeah, I was talking with Nicholas earlier, and I said that I think it was one of the best decisions my parents made for me, because a very big part of who I am now is from that boarding school experience.
Yeah.
Same school of thought.
Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is, sending my kids to boarding school now, I don't know, I'm really conflicted, because the things that these kids are doing these days, like, it's crazy. The world is crazy right now. So I don't even know how it would be when I now have kids, and then if I would actually want to send them to boarding school, because the society is messed up. It's not like it was awesome when I was in boarding school, but at least it was better then than right now. So I'm really conflicted, because I don't want my kids to go and get what they shouldn't get from school. You get.
I know, because see, I was talking to one of the podcast guests earlier on, and if you're listening, you will have heard it. I don't know which one I'm going to prove first, and which one, but he said that there are some secondary school people that now use dildos. I'm like, what?
Wow. Wow. Like,
where are you? Plus Twitter and on social media every year, we hear these stories. The plan for this podcast was always to drop this episode after one of those incidents, but I'm like, I can't wait. But there's some homosexuality issues, some bullying.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Very chubby looking and all that. By the time he came back, after just 3 months, it was already like a broomstick.
Like, it's crazy. Because I think if you are actually going to put your kids in, like, boarding schools, you should do your research really well. Like, your research has to be top-notch about that school. If not, what goes in as your child will come out as something else after just one
time. Okay, so I want to ask you now. You were hostel prefect in your time. What... If you want to research a good, what makes a good boarding school? This is a different question I have asked every other person, but what makes a good boarding school? Your opinion.
Okay. So first off, this is the hostel masters and hostel mistress. That, like, the people that are in charge of the hostels, they have to be people that are reasonable, not people that will be begging money and be doing anyhow.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So why I'm not there. Secondly, I need to see what their meals look like. I need to know what they eat, because my kids cannot eat nonsense. Then third,
and
the whole issue of bullying and everything. I need to do your research to make sure that these kids are actually, you know, the older ones don't bully the younger ones, because if you bully, older ones bully the younger ones. When the younger ones get there, they will still bully. Like, it just continues the cycle. And then,
I broke the cycle, because I remember, I just want to say this because I'm proud of myself. I'm sorry.
Breaking the cycle.
No, I did, because I told my guys then, I told my friends that I didn't want to be that senior that, because I saw it happen from JS1. You see seniors that when they get to, they were so cool, so simple, and then they became seniors and they became taught something entirely different.
Yeah, yeah.
They would get you. And I'm like, why? You get, it was so crazy that in hostel, remember then when they wanted to hand over to us, it was endless stream of.
That's true. I think someone
remember when they want to hand over, when they want
They do a lot of shit.
And our school was very good, because at the time it was one of the best schools in Delta State then.
Yes, it was. You don't know what it is right now.
I don't know what it is now. But one of my friends is going there, I'll ask him. But when we became seniors, I told my guys that I don't want to beat and do all those things that they did, because it didn't make sense. And now that I'm older now and I look back at it, it's actually very crazy, because you are not going to do the things you are doing to people in the boarding school, right? You understand? And if you are trying it, then something is wrong with you, because why? Do you understand? So I remember I said that, and I didn't beat any junior. I think I beat a junior just once the whole time. You get so that bullying thing is a very, very big issue that they should stop. Were you in the female hostel? Were you bullied in hostel?
Well, when I was in junior secondary, I think till I got to GSP and I became very rude. Like, I became... Okay, let me not say rude. I became politely rude, so I could stand up for myself. If you tell me something that I don't like and I'm not going to do it, I'll tell you in a very nice way that I can't do what you're asking me to do. But in GS1 and GS2, it was brutal, actually. Because these seniors, they don't care. They don't care who you are. They don't care about you. They don't care what you're going through.
Now that I think about it, they were so young then.
Yeah, and so mean.
They were literally age me. There were some people. There were some you are themselves.
Yeah, they're so young and so mean. Like, how can this person, this young, have such evil characters? Like, what have you seen in life?
You get what I'm saying. Like, if they were that way then, how are they now? How did we like, get things
very,
turn out?
Very that's, serious that's question. I think the last thing, I don't know, maybe, you know, this whole homosexuality and stuff that is going on in schools right now. I don't even know if it's, like, limited to same-sex schools or if it's, you know, whether it's mixed schools or same-sex schools. But I don't even know how somebody's supposed to do research on that part, because my child cannot go in straight and come out and tell me they're bi or that they're lesbian.
Oh, you won't take that.
No. I'm not saying I'm a homophobe or anything, but please be straight.
you are free. You are free to want your child to be straight. There's nothing there. Me, I want my child.
Yeah, I just want you to be straight. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay, so before I let you go and you give us a social media handle. There's a question I want to ask. I'm forgetting now. Okay, so do you think that those bullies? Because Nicholas came earlier and we talked about, and he talked about how those things helped us stand. Mentioned you now being able to like live with anybody. Do you think those bullies and those hostel experience actually helped in shaping the type of person that you are now?
Well, hostel experience, yes, not bullying. Hostel experience in the sense that I met different people from all walks of life. So I can have a conversation with basically anybody. I can like live with basically like anybody. Yeah. So, but that bullying, we help. You don't help anybody now.
Actually. Do you think boarding schools are extinct in our... When I asked the question on Twitter, I got a lot of comments, but I think maybe like 90% were saying they want to personally monitor children as day students. They want to have the biggest influence. Me, I've said that to you, Seth. You are not so sure. Do you is going to go extinct in our time?
It might actually. Looking at the way the world is going, no one wants to leave their kids in the hands of strangers anymore. Because you know kids these days, they're growing up really fast. You can see someone 9 years old is already in secondary school. Even 8 years old, like these days, you see them, they go into secondary school really quick. So no one wants to put their kids in the hands of strangers, because you don't know what will come back to you. It might not be your child anymore. So they probably would go extinct, actually. Because most people I know right now, their kids are all going to schools from their houses. So in our time, it most likely would go extinct.
All right, Chikodi. Thank you for coming on the podcast. It's been a pleasure
talking to you. Thank you for having me.
Before you go, where can we find you? Where can we find your social media? I know you're not on Instagram, but you're on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. What's my Twitter? Okay, yes, at Cody. @Cody__
No, I'm going to drop your stuff on the podcast description, so anybody that wants to find it. So thank you and God bless you.
Thank you, Edmund. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming.
Please come and invite me for more. I want to be talking.
No, well, I'm going to do more in the future. So let's meet my guy, Bevy, aka Barnabas, aka Bevy is a lot of things. But Bevy, it's nice meet you.
Yeah, thank you for bringing me on your podcast.
Me and Bevy attended the same school, Delta Steel Company Technical High School. I can't believe I'm saying the name out loud. This is the first time I'm saying since I left there, I swear. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you very well.
Okay, so Bevy, what was your own experience like? Because I know back then in school you were a day student, all true.
Yeah.
Okay, so how was the experience like? What would you say is the main difference between like boarding day student and how was your boarding day school experience like?
I would say the day school experience is something you can't really find the right word to use to describe the feeling and all. It was fun, all true, like fun, except from the part where you get to the house and do some shows. It was fun, all true. For those of us that were, you know, I was working in a park. We had a pack of boys that worked.
What was Repose Day? You guys had a name.
Expendables. I actually belong to two packs. I'm a adopted member of the Zanga Boys. Then it's my main pack.
You guys are all crazy then.
Yeah.
So how was it like? Did you enjoy it? You enjoyed it all true?
I was looking forward to school closing. Like I was looking every day when I sleep, I was looking forward to the next day at school because I knew, or rather I know that I'll be having another adventure or something. No, we're always having gist. We're knowing things. So it's not something that you can really say how was it like, because it was many things in one.
So did you at no point consider like or think of what do you think about boarding schools then?
I felt like for boarding schools, I didn't really like the idea of being an hosteler because I come from a family where, you know, everybody went to the boarding school and I saw that my life was somehow different and I think better than those that were. I'm serious. Because,
okay,
you know, being in the body, you are limited. I feel you are limited. You won't be exposed like that.
Are you serious?
You're just knowing more about yourself and how to be corny, how to hide your provisions. That was how I saw body for them. How to hide your provisions, how to hide your meat so that others won't steal from you. But being a day student, you are becoming a man. Like people, bike men, you know how to negotiate, you know, when taking bike, like for those of us taking bike to school or taking bus, you know how to negotiate, you know how to identify the bad guys when you are walking, because sometimes, you know, they want to steal from you and all. So you know how to identify them when you are a student. You know them when you see them. Even without having a conversation, you just know that this guy is a bad person. You know? But I think hostelers we are naive to that aspect of life generally.
Let me come in here now. I attended the boarding school and this is what I think where the advantage was that I felt let me ask you. So for your kids, obviously it's going to be day school, yes?
Okay, I said it's going to be day now, definitely. No hostel, except it's a faith based and I trust them kind of hostel. No, day student. I think being a day student is better off.
Okay, so since you are painting day school to be all perfect, let me ask you now, what do you think, and be honest here, what do you think are like the downsides to being, or what was the downsides for you to being a day student?
The downsides, I would say, getting assignments done, because I was not all that the type that had so much support from parents to do assignments for us. You know, I think in the hostel, they will be, if you don't know it, you can go and meet someone and you interact, just like being in the university, you can interact with somebody and they will help you do it. But being a day student, if you get, maybe you are solving maths, for example, and you get stuck, unlike now where you have mobile and all, and you get stuck, that is where you just end, you just close your book and say, well, tomorrow I'll talk.
That is one. You'll copy in the morning.
Yes, that was my routine. Like, I go to school early so that I can copy my assignment so nobody will flog me. So I think that was one of the major downsides. Then the home emotional trauma most day students go through was another downside. You know, maybe your parents might come from work, and or maybe if you are living with a guardian, they might come angry from work and pour it on
the
you.
The frustration, because, everything is on you.
Yeah, and that's when going to school the next day, or maybe you spoil something at home, when going to school the next day, that thing will still be in your head. How would daddy feel when he gets back and sees that I did this? So that's balance, trying to balance school and work.
And then finding time. Talk about the chores, because I know if you're home, you have to work. So you have to balance your work and your assignment and reading. Was it easy reading as a distance? Because I was a bother from JS1 till the end. So was it easy reading as a distance at home?
It's family based.
You think that's the factor as a distance?
Yes, it's family based. You know, I live in a neighborhood where I had three of my neighbors that were my classmates, and I saw how our balance for school and home was not the same, because some of them, they had parents that they give them 2 hours, they must read 2 hours every day. In my house, nobody tells you to do that. So you're on your own. They would just only advise you to come back with good grades and all. But that's why I said it's family based. Some parents, they make sure they are student. That is the part where being a day student is better. If you have parents that can support you and make sure that they check you, they know, they check your body for cane, check your body, they check your attitude, or if you are still on the right track. Unlike being an hostel, they just leave you in the wild. They don't know how you are faring. But being a day student, when you get home, your parents will see your body. You know that you fought in school, and they'll be like, who did you fight?
Why would you fight in school?
Something like that. Or maybe they see a mark on you, they'll not be like, who gave you this mark? They will not know that the child is entering into that line of being a wrestler or a fighter. Then they know how to advise you and tell you, please, my son, don't do this, don't do that. Being a fighter is bad. This attitude you are grooming is not good. If you are even becoming stubborn, your parents will know. If they pay attention to your movement, your socks, the way you know, there are some. When I was in primary school, when I'm coming back from school, I go with complete body. I come back with like two or three missing, and they knew that I was a rough boy, and they followed me up. You know, so that is one major advantage for the day students. They have that experience, that close checkup, and all.
All right, baby. It's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you for coming on my podcast and speaking your truth. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much for hosting me.
All right. So please, where can we find you on social media? Can we find you on social media?
Yeah, I am on Instagram. I'm also on Twitter, but I'm not that active on Twitter. But I'm very active on Facebook, Instagram, then maybe WhatsApp. WhatsApp just for personal
conversation. Okay, so Instagram. Instagram, what's your handle?
Bevy. It's Bevy, ITZ. _Bevy, B-E-V-I.
All right, drop your social media handle on the podcast description, so anybody that wants to follow you and find you can follow you and find you. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and thank you for coming. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
All right, baby. Okay, guys, so I'm with another of my friend, secondary school friend too, Oro. Oro, how are you doing?
Hello, Edmond. I'm fine. We'll still call my full name, Edmond.
I'm sorry, I've just seen it on my screen, yeah. So it just
just reminded you.
I'm happy to be talking to you. Thank you for coming.
I'm happy to be on the show, on the podcast show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a podcast. All right. So straight to the topic now. Boarding school, day school. How was your experience like? How was it for you? Secondary school. I know you at some point and you're a distant at some point. So you're the perfect. You're the perfect hybrid, basically. So how was it like for you, both of them, both of the experiences?
Okay, like, I think for me, maybe because I had both experiences, I just feel like I would say I prefer both, yes, because actually there are two different things to me. Because at first, I was not in the boarding house, like, I was not in the hostel, but I was a day student. I think when I was in senior secondary, yes, that's SS2, I joined the hostel, and being a day student, at a point in my life, I actually had that, how I wish I was in the hostel. I want to see how it feels like and everything. You understand how people are doing. Yes. So maybe probably I was just thinking maybe in my mind that, okay, how I wish. Maybe God now really wanted me to enter the hostel. So things happen, and you know life happens. So there's not a reason for me to enter the hostel. Yes, I think that was SS2. I think my experience in the hostel was actually, should I say, it has advantage and disadvantage, and it also made me, should I say, open my eye. Like, it paved way for me to when I wanted to enter the university, like my 100 level. So it was not really strange to me. Because in the hostel,
prepared you for that.
Yes, my 100 level, I can say so. Because when I went to university, 100 level, I was in the hostel as well. So many things I was seeing, it was not strange to me. And I was not really like missing my family too much like before. Because I remember when I entered hostel in the secondary school. So I think the whole thing is that I was then missing home. Everything just changed. That I was always looking forward to visiting day so that I'll see my family and for them to come and bring me. I always say them, buy ice cream, buy rice, bring food, plenty things and more milk for me. You understand? Yes. Yeah. So, yes. Because being a day student, then when I was in the hostel, I was also appreciating the fact that, I was also not thinking, you know, this life, you can't get everything you always want. So I was not saying, I wish I was a day student again. You can imagine, because of the fact that you want to eat anytime you want to eat, you'll not be complaining that, there's no milk, or I wish I want to do this, I also want to do this. So that's just it. Then the hostel part, again, I think I like was that, I think even if you have to still play in the hostel, or you can get carried away, but I think the chances of being carried away is just slim, unlike when you were at home. You know, sometimes you might have parents watching, but sometimes your parents go out, and you might want to play around, exactly. But the hostel, sometimes you want to play now. But then you even see, sometimes you see the environment. You see your guys, friends. Even if people, they go for prep. You don't want to go for prep. But you just like, let me just go there. And when I first 10 years, I think I was having problem with biology in the SS1. But I noticed that when I entered those things, like, I really focused on that biology. And guess what? I think we did second test. And in my class then, SS2, I was the highest in that test. I was like, wow.
So that was because of the hostel, because of the people
So it has another effect, you understand? Uh-huh. So to me, everything is both ways, like how it is now. It has the advantage and the disadvantage of it.
Okay, go on.
You being at home, it has its own disadvantage, it has its own advantage. Being in the hostel too has its own disadvantage and advantage as well.
Okay, so very quickly, talk about since you experienced both, which one is it going to be for your children in the future?
I think with my own experience, like, I feel I want to make my kids, that's me and my husband, I want them to have both experiences, yes. Maybe at a point, I will not want them, maybe 100 level, maybe, sorry, if I say 100 level, why am I going too fast? I don't say, maybe probably junior secondary, I want them to be at home, yes. Maybe even if it's just one, just two, they'll be at home with us. Maybe probably from the SS3 or probably SS1. I want them to have, or probably maybe when they're in the senior class, at least to have that experience also. It'll also be good for them and everything. Because, you know, even if you say kids are also different. So sometimes some people from kids, them being at home, they might do very well. Them being in the hostel, it just depends. So probably me and my husband
You are not ruling. Been a lot of stories lately coming out about hostel. Yes. Some issues that happen. People have spoken to some people and they mentioned homosexuality. Yes. They mentioned the bullying.
Yes.
It's not deterring you.
No, it's not. What I feel is that everybody is different. That's why I'm feeling that. But the first, but my own, for my kids, me and my husband, I wish we don't start the kid, maybe from GS1, they won't be in the hostel. So at least they'll have to be like, maybe ahead. They will not be the last set, like a junior. No. So that's what I'm thinking. But we also have to give it a test run too, because I've seen a situation by kids who be in the hostel, they even behave, they even perform very bad in the hostel, even compared to when they are day students. So it's just for us to check it out. If I see that, okay, maybe my kids now, after maybe probably like, or GS3 or SS2, and I see their performance, if it's the same thing or it's better, fine. But if I know that there's a big problem and they are lagging behind or something, then I know that there's a problem. Probably that's when all those things comes in. Maybe there's bully, there's no time, they are being, you understand, then probably have to have a rethink of it. Whether pulling, you have to definitely pull them out or find out what the cause is. Yes. But I feel both as, because sometimes in life, how will I put it now? Sometimes this whole setting, it works very well for kids. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yes.
It worked very well for me. I know it did for me.
Yes. At least I can remember you from the start. Yes, you from JS1. I say, yes.
So you go now. What was the best part of secondary school for you? What was the best part of the hostel and the best part of the day part? What was the best part of it?
I think the best part for the hostel life, it was the part whereby I know that at a point in time, I have to always be with my friends. Because then, even if I have friends as a day student, I think even from the hostel, I got a very close relationship. There, yes, that's how I got my best friend. Yes, my best friend. So that's how the whole thing started. Then I noticed that being around people, you get to, maybe for school work is easy. Even if I know that they handle it, though, sometimes I also have issues with some kind of problems. I have to go, okay, I beg, this assignment, how will you do it? And that help was, even if your parents will give you, but in the hostel, you get that, no matter how, you must
unlimited access to a lot of people.
Yes. And the fact that you get to do other activities together, as you understand, going to church, doing all those social activities together in the hostel as well. Then why day life, I mean, day school or so. Yes, I think the only part that, like, I feel, first of all, me being with my family, yes, and you have to do probably, almost even if there are some restrictions in the house that, okay, you have to do this now, you have to do this now, but it does not really change the fact that it's your house, you can do what you want to do. It's not like there's a bell ringing that you have to do. Even there, sometimes your house can compromise.
Forgot about the bell part. We were literally.
Yes, I swear. You know, sometimes your house, your mommy can say, or your auntie or your uncle can say, okay, it's time for you to read. You can just cope them. You understand? Say, Abba, uncle or auntie or mommy, please let me do. But you understand? It's flexible. Sometimes you say, I'm feeling a headache, mommy. I cannot go out, go to one, maybe the dining table to read. But in the hostel, you see that. You have to just move, make you not go into trouble. See, they'll come catch you, or maybe because you are tired. That's not an excuse, unless you are really, really sick. That one you have to go to the hospital. Yes, and the fact that you have access to food all the time, because quite that was there sometimes. If you are late, I don't really, you understand. Sometimes, you know, definitely that life will not always be convenient for you. It's not your house, but in the house, anytime you want to eat, the food is already always there and everything. You talk to your family and you watch TV. Yes, and you use your phones very well. Yes, so that's the good part.
All right, so you joined out. Before I let you go, I want to ask you this, and you're going to give us a social media handle so people that want to follow you can follow, and I'll drop it on the podcast description. But you joined as a senior. I always felt like people that joined as seniors got it easier. Because you guys didn't get to go through a lot of the things we went through.
What was
the downside for you about hostel joining as a senior? What was the downside?
Like you said, what you actually said is actually true. Me, I joined as a senior, so I didn't really, most of the experiences, I did not really get the bad ones, especially like the part of bully and the rest. But it does not still change the fact that when I entered, yes, as a novice, things was different. Even if I entered in SS2, at least I saw that I had seniors ahead of me, the SS3 students. And to an extent, your senior will say something, even if you're almost the same class with them, no really much gap. But there are some things that you know that this thing this senior is doing to me is not fair, but you just have to manage. Indirectly, I would tame that one that should be also like almost bullying. Yes, let me give an example now. You say, I like this your Milo, and you don't really take it that much. Okay, no problem. I would just say okay, because even if you say no, you know that one day now, maybe when you mistakenly come late inside the room or something, you know that they will not want to do you wicked and say go and eat down, that kind of thing. Even if yes, and to an extent, you also know that even if you feel that sometimes you can gist with the seniors since you're an SS2, but there's a limit to it. So basically, I didn't really, like you said, I wouldn't want to dispute the fact that I didn't really encounter those bad side or too much tragedy or something, tragic parts of the thing. Yes. Because shortly after SS2, I was SS3, a senior already in the hostel. Yes.
All right. Thank you for coming and talking your truth.
No problem.
I appreciate it. So please, where can my podcast listeners find you on social media in case they want to follow?
I think on Instagram, Ohari, that's O-H-A-R-R-I-E. Yes, Ohari.
on Instagram, then on Facebook, Orodudu. Yes, then where again? I'm not on Twitter. Edmo, I don't know why I don't want to join Twitter, and I like so much things about them.
Okay, I keep preaching about social media. And
the funniest thing, all those memes are being memes or whatever they call them. All those memes are memes or whatever they call them. I'm a fan of it, but funny enough, in this era, I don't know why. Maybe I'll think about it. Yeah.
You should. Everybody should.
Yes.
Twitter is
busy. Yes. So many conversations going on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so all right. It's been a pleasure talking with you. God bless you. I appreciate. And
no problem.
So yeah, guys, I'm with Tomiwa, the second international guest. Yes, so that's a big win. I'm happy. Tomiwa, it's nice to meet you finally on the podcast. How are you doing?
Yeah. Good morning, Edmond. It's nice to be here. I'm glad.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing this with me. So let's get straight into the topic. I made the tweet about wanting to check something for our kids. Whether are they going to be day students or are they going to be boarders? And I asked why. So you said that with your experience that you had in boarding school, you can't allow your children or your kids to be a boarder. So I said, okay, come on the podcast and let's talk. So guys, so what was it for you? Were you a day student and you're a boarder?
Boarder, I was a boarder then.
Okay, so what was the experience like for you?
Then, let me just do a brief introduction of then I attended St. Peter's Unity Secondary School, Akure on the States. It's a unity school. So unity schools are boarding schools, strictly for boarders. No,
the whole students. School was the boarder.
Boarders, and it was boys and girls. St. Peter's happens to be boys and girls. So it was a great, back then in 2006, I came in to GSS 1. Then I resumed, fortunately for me, in the second week of resumption, because I couldn't meet up with the first week of resumption, because before my mom could get my boarding materials like mattress, bed sheets, lantern, lamp, from provisions, you know, now and all that, some
scholars. Cutlass and O.
So before she could get all those materials, because then also things are still like Nigeria now, you know. So I resumed second week of resumption. So the experience I had with in my first night,
tell us about your first night experience.
Yes, okay. What happened was that then, so that my first night, I was lying down on my bed. Just lie down my bed. Almost. I'm not deeply asleep. So yeah, as JJC, God bless you. So, and unfortunately for me, I don't know the language or I don't know the rules in the hostel, because all these seniors, they resumed a week before some fresh students.
A week before, and you are coming in second term, so
no, okay, I came in first time.
Okay, first time,
but no, now
okay, so me, all, I went, all those, yes, I, went what? I went in second term.
Okay, yes, second the thing term. Is, the thing is, some of these seniors they love to resume a week before student resumes, fresh students. Why? Because they want to show dominance, the superiority, and all that. They want to tell you that we know left and right here. And let me be your school father and all that. School father, school mother, school this thing. You know that? So that it's onto one or two. So that they can benefit from that junior colleague. So
extortion, then, basically. I hated
yes,
all those
yes,
father,
yes,
school mother things.
Yes. Yes. So this senior, I was in yellow house. So because if they want to distribute to them, there's red house, yellow house, green house, blue house. I was in yellow house.
Okay.
This senior, his name is Senior Tinola. Very, very short, like this. One short senior. Black, like dark. Like
you can still remember him.
Seriously, anywhere I see him, thank God I'm tall now. Anywhere I see him in this my life, I will still give him a knock and slap him. What did from that particular night? So he just said that last man in this room. He called last man in this room. But I don't know the meaning of last man in this room. So I'm just two students that they are still older than me. They know it already because
everybody has to run.
Last man in this room, yes, a city, but me, yes,
I'm literally so, just
like on my bed. All of them were looking at me that I didn't respond. They were looking at me, I didn't respond.
It literally just means don't be the last man.
Once you are the last man, you'll be the one that they will send that work.
or punish.
Or punish. So I didn't even respond. This thing just came to my bed. Give me a slap. I had to just hold it a little bit. This thing, me small boy that time. And I said, I didn't tell you that he was calling last night. That I was just lying down my bed sleeping and all that. And I said that, I don't know this thing. And I said that, I shut off. He now gave me, he said that, so far I'm the last man that I'll be the one to wash all his clothes. That night, around 9 p.m., wash his clothes. The clothes that he has used in the previous week, a week before I resumed. All the
that's, that's first day.
His boxers, his singlet, his... Oh, everything he gave me that night, and I was washing it. I was crying. He said that. He said that if they bomb me, where I shouldn't wash it all night. That I should prepare this thing that he will deal with me. And the senior was in SS2 that time. He was SS2. He is not even in his. He was in his penultimate class that time. He was in penultimate class, but me, I'm still in year one.
So let me ask you. Let me ask you before we go. Did you see it through to the end? Did you finish the SS3? In the hostel?
No. I left SS2. I left my SS2 days. Yeah.
So what are the good parts of a boarding school? Or what was the good part for you?
Okay. The good part is that you will learn about some real life experience in terms of how you can grow, not being under your biological parents, how you can grow independently. So I learned that all through. How you can grow it independently, because I was very, very young at that time. My mom just told me that you are going to be a brother. And that was what my mom did for every one of us. My two siblings also, my two sisters, they went to Unity Secondary Schools. Both of them went to Unity St. Helens Ondo. So all of us. So it made us to be very, very, very independent and to grow on our own and all that.
All right. So for your kids now, going forward, for your kids, what is it going to be?
Yes, I thank God. If you can remember on that particular tweet, there was a guy that said that everything has changed now in boarding school and all that.
True.
And he now said that it's now becoming worse, of which I agree with you.
Yes.
Why is it becoming worse? Because there was this guy on Twitter that made a tweet. I think it was last year. This Shola guy, that said that boarding school children have a tendency of ending up on this LGBTQ, this thing.
Okay.
Or same gender, sex, or this much
homosexuality,
lesbianism.
Okay.
Yes, it is now rampant nowadays in this current boarding school days. Even during that during our own time, some people engage in that in our dormitory, in our hostels. But now it is now common, because that's when you now see young girls, they are using dildos, they are using this thing
in secondary school.
Yes,
now
masturbating. Yes, masturbating. Oh, wow. And all that. So it is now getting worse. So that's why I agree with that. The day that guy made that tweet, some people were quoting the tweet. They were, I told him that I agree with him on that. I agree with him because it is now very, 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 very common. It's very, very, very common nowadays.
So is that the major reason why you don't want your kids to go there?
Yes. For me, okay. Things like that. There are many things like that also. But one thing I just feel like that it is okay for me that my child should grow up under me. Like, I'm not saying that if he or she goes to day school, that they won't, there might be no tendency of them.
They can be influenced as a distance.
But to some extent, I have the right to still check on him on his day-to-day activities. He goes to school, come back, and all that. Rather than I put a child in boarding school for months, maybe whenever I'm chance, I will go and visit him on visiting day. And visiting day is not enough to know what has happened to your son for the past two or three months. Even, you know that then, we do have guidance. They say that they have guidance.
Yes, we have guidance.
A guidance can have over 50 students under him. So these are the things that I feel that, okay, for me, this school is okay. So that I can monitor some extent. I know that it is not 100% guaranteed, because there are some child, in the sense of day or body school, if a child wants to go wayward, he will still go.
He will go wayward, facts.
But some extent... But as a day student, you'll be able to know, at least get an update the last time you shared he was involved in so-so-so, she was involved in so-so-so and all that, rather than putting that child in boarding school that maybe once in a while you check on him or her and all that, that you've handed over to the housemaster or guardian. So that's just from my opinion.
All right, Tommy Wise, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for coming on the podcast and speaking your truth. Please, where can we find you on social media? And we'll be seeing you in another episode of the podcast. I think we're going to do a football episode in the future too, because you're a big Chelsea fan.
Thank God you know that. Yeah.
So where can we find you on social media, please?
Yeah, I make use of Twitter generally. T4Tomiwa_ T4 Tomiwa and _.
All right. If you're a football fan, if you're listening and you like the way he spoke and you're a football fan, you can go and follow him on social media and he'll follow you back, please. You follow my podcast listeners back.
Yeah. I want to say a shout out to my guy, my G.
Okay. Okay.
Lazis. I want to say a shout out to Lazis and also to Elvis Tunde. Also, I want to say a shout out to you. And also, shout out to our football mama, Neye. Shout out to her also. And my roller. ever consistent roller. Shout out to these guys. I love you. Shout out to
You're not gonna shout out to my podcast.
Yeah, okay. Shout out to Vibes and to Edmond Oris. For me, this is the number one football podcast on the street of Twitter.
We want to be more than just football podcast. We want to be the number one podcast. So
of course.
If you are listening and you appreciate.
That's all right,
Tommy. Well, thank you so much for coming. I appreciate.
Okay, thank you very much, Edmond.
All right. So thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you taking your time. See, I appreciate you guys taking your time every week to listen to me. Some people listen to the 2 episodes. So that's the football episode every Monday and the general episode every... That's a lot of time. You understand? So I have a responsibility to people to make good content. So I appreciate you, you know, using your time to listen. God bless you. Please, guys, share the podcast. You know, I'm going to keep making more content. So my best content... and in the future, you understand. So if you've been listening, you know that we're topping it. You understand? If you listen and you love this one, just know that there's more coming. There's more coming. So that's why you should share the podcast. And if you are listening for the first time, please subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe and turn the notifications on so you don't miss anything. I do football episodes every Monday and Friday. If you guys have heard the conversations, whatever you think about anything that has been said here, you can hit me up and we can have a conversation. I'm always willing to have a conversation. You get for right, we're going to talk, learn, unlearn, and relearn. I'm willing, you know. So you can hit me up on social media, anyone, or you can hit me on WhatsApp if you have my WhatsApp, on Snapchat if you have my Snapchat at Edmond Oris. Okay, please subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast, and more content coming in. We're still looking for sponsors. Yes, we're still looking for more sponsors, and we're still open for advertisements. You know, if you want to advertise on the podcast, you can hit me up and we can work something out. And if you want to sponsor, if I get sponsors, I make more content. So instead of 2 episodes a week, I can do 3 in a week and sometimes 4 in the future. So we can make the episode better. And guys, big news, the visual part of the podcast will now be on my Instagram. So if you want to see the guests, I'm going to be posting their pictures, I'm going to be posting some of our videos. You can see it on my Instagram for every episode, and I'm going to go back to the previous ones and probably do that. So guys, don't forget to share the podcast. And if you're talking about the podcast on social media, guys, please use the hashtag Vibe with Edmond Oris, so I don't miss out on the tweet or anything. So God bless you, and I'll see you again on Monday and Friday.